Hello and good sunshine afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, and it's a glorious day. I opened up the door this morning, stepped outside, the sun was shining, the flowers were blooming, and the fragrance in the air was full of bounty. If I couldn't smell the flowers blooming, I certainly smelled the wet, beautiful grass. And the breeze, it's our home. It's the valley. It's beautiful. And as you can tell, I'm high on life. It's always that way with me and Senior Matters. I've had a very beautiful, beneficial day. Met with someone at the Senior Center who had concerns about a friend and wondered how we could help. So we talked for a while and got some of the things resolved. But that was between me and the gentleman and Senior Matters as our service and what we can do to assist. Let me tell you a little bit more about Senior Matters. We have our Senior Center located right here at 3rd Street Center in downtown Carbondale. We have all kinds of programs. Tai Chi, Bridge. We have just finished an incredible year with the Roaring Fork Brain Train Enrichment Program, where we had participants in a very, very beneficial program for those that have cognitive memory issues. And that's something we seniors have to look about and think about because it is happening. So, a little bit about nonprofit Senior Matters. We foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all agencies too. And we collaborate with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. We're really proud to be located at 3rd Street Center. It's accessible. It's always there with a multitude of agencies with doors open to provide service to our community. Senior Matters radio show. I've had the privilege of hosting the radio show for some time. Jenna Sterrett, our predecessor, along with the incredible and beautiful Anita Witt, went to the town of Carbondale before we organized. And between the two of them, Anita Witt, for 2 years in a row, sponsored our rodeo, a fundraising rodeo. And she was out there with her horses, whiskey, I can't remember the others, didn't bring my paper with me. And musicians played for us, helped us raise money. She knocked on the bank door. Anita and Jenna went to the Rebecca's. Actually, the Rebecca's started us with $5,000. That's how Senior Matters got started. Anita went to the Alpine Bank, knocked on their door. We've got money to start Senior Matters. And Anita was there, always there for us. That petite, vibrant blonde with her horses, with her dogs, was a part of a parade that we had 4th of July. And it was such an honor to have the lead on one of her horses and to be able to walk in that parade with Anita riding behind me in her bright red hat. She drove a red Ford pickup. Do you believe that? That tiny little lady jumping up into the cab of that red Ford pickup and going, "Hi-o, I'm on my way." And that she did. She is an icon of the women in our community who have said, "This is my home and I want to help be a part of it by supporting it." We will miss you, you beautiful woman. We will miss your vibrancy, your smile, and how you supported our community. And I thank you. Today, we're going to have a little bit of light, laughter, music, and I'm going to experience something I've never dared to do before. I'm going to try to play the ukulele. Always wanted to play the violin. What a joke. Now I hope I can at least strum along and be a part of Stephanie's music. My guest today is Stephanie Askew. She is the creative director of the Redstone Art Center. She is a musician, a talented artist, a community supporter. She leads the Redstone Ukulele Ladies. And she's sitting beside me right now. And also beside me is a ukulele. Oh, my God. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Diane. Nice to be back with you.
Nice to have you back again. So when you and I realized that you would be my guest and we would share the mic together, kind of came up with a way to introduce something you've got going, and I'm so excited. So, Stephanie, please tell me what you've got on your calendar for the community.
Well, 2 years ago, I started teaching a ukulele class in Redstone, and we have about 12 ladies that come up there consistently, and they're intermediate players now. So I wanted to start a beginner's group, and so they can lead up into that intermediate range again. And so it's time to start. We're going to have a class at the Senior Matters Center starting September 25th, Tuesday, from 4:30 until 6 o'clock. And you can contact me to sign up for that class, or can they get a hold of you, Diane?
They can do that, but I think the best is for you to be that contact point, unless you're in traveling all the time. And I can take that information too. So I will give them my number for those that want to sign up to the class.
Okay. Okay. They can also contact me at my email or cell phone. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. So you can call or the Redstone Art Gallery. You can leave a message there also, and I will get that. But you can contact me at Stephanie1askew@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 214-405-8040. That number also goes to the gallery, and you can get some more information from me that way. And I'm excited about having beginners, and I'm able to teach all ages. I do teach all ages, but for this particular class, we'll be having adults and young adults. Middle school and senior high school students are able to come also. It's a beginner's class, and I will walk you through theory and technique. We'll work on a lot of different strumming patterns, and I'll introduce you to what kind of instrument works for you best.
You know, speaking of instrument, and you did bring me a ukulele because you're going to, God, please, let me do this right. Teach me how to do some strumming on the ukulele. What brought you to the idea of bringing a class down here in the Carbondale area?
Well, it was mostly demand. I had a lovely group of women say they would like to take a class, but they were teachers at Basalt, and could I come halfway or meet them halfway? And so coming here was just an obvious location for us, coming from Redstone, then Basalt, and then anybody else that is interested can certainly join in other cities up and down the valley. I do have ladies coming up to Redstone for the intermediate class, which meets on Monday evenings every Monday night at the Redstone Church, and that one starts at 6:45 and we go until 8:15. And so you can, if you're an intermediate player and would like to join us, you can certainly ask about that class as well.
I really like the idea that you're coming down valley. Down valley. Well, you are coming down valley.
Down in the valley.
The valley's so low. So the ukulele looks small and not threatening to the novice, is it?
No, it's a very friendly instrument. If you're looking to start learning any instrument, this is a great way to start. The materials that I have just walk you through all of the music theory that you will need to conquer this little instrument, and you will be so surprised how fast you will take to it.
I hear such confidence in your voice, and here's something I want the radio audience to know also. Who are you? Who are you? And what do you do besides smile? Talk about Stephanie. Who is Stephanie?
I'm a musician, artist, goofball. So I started music many, many years ago, and I have been teaching piano and voice and guitar and ukulele for about 40 years. So I
love
teaching.
She doesn't even look 30. So
so it's a joy to teach. I think that is definitely my calling. Okay. And I also sing with the Symphony in the Valley, and I'll be performing opera arias coming up on September 23rd at the Riviera Supper Club. We'll be doing a light opera that evening, and you can come and dine. So it's a small place. Get your reservations soon.
And you know, I've been there when Janetta Howe and a few of the other talented people were entertaining us during a dinner, and I know you will love it. It's an easy do. And in fact, when is that? What is the date on that?
Oh, Sunday, September 23rd.
Okay.
I think two weeks. You just make a reservation, and yeah, it starts about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing all sorts of light opera. There'll be four singers.
Let's do something right now.
Okay.
Let's listen to you play and sing.
Well, one of our favorite tunes that we perform and sing with our ukulele group, and we're called the Crystal Ukuleles, so that's kind of catchy to remember. It's a little song called Ukulele Lady. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like I you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady while you promise ever to be true, and she see another ukulele lady fool around with you, maybe she'll
is exquisite. And I'm listening to the ukulele, and I'm thinking, I think I can do that. I might be able to
do it.
Yeah, she
really tried. Pick up that little concert ukulele right there in front of you.
It's a blonde one, just like me, but it looks new, not like me. So
it has tiger stripes.
It has tiger stripes. As for the kitty cat in me. So
we're going to just learn a basic chord in the C chord with one finger, and that'll be on the first string.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move it down a little bit on your. So your third.
I'm going to go sit closer to her so I can see
mirror
what
each
she's.
Other.
Yes, so I can mirror her. Luke is watching. He wants to do this too. So
third finger, uh-huh.
My middle finger,
my other third finger.
The thumb isn't considered a finger.
The thumb is not a finger.
Okay, my third finger is on.
Okay, so it'll be on the third fret, first string.
Third fret.
There you go.
First string.
Yeah. And just give it a nice strum. And that is your basic C chord on your ukulele. And then the next simple chord is a G7. And you'll be first finger, second string, first fret.
Ooh, I think I got it.
Okay, second.
Do I have it?
Yes, you do. Second finger, third string.
Right there.
Uh-huh. And then your third finger will play right underneath your second finger on the same fret. So you have to tuck your finger underneath the other one.
I have to tuck my finger. I hope.
They will both share the same fret.
Got it. And then first finger. Just letting everyone know what a fret is in case you don't know. When you look at the ukulele.
This would be the neck there. This one here, and then this one here, and then this one back in the front.
So egads. Egads.
A concert, the ukuleles come in different sizes. You have the soprano, which is very, very small, and then you have the concert, which is the next size up, the tenor, and then the baritone, and they also have bass ukuleles, mm-hmm. and it goes on from there. But this is, you're playing the concert today, I'm playing a tenor. And so the frets are closer together, the smaller the instrument. So I have a little more room on my fret, says as a tenor. So it's kind of hard to squeeze fingers, our adult fingers, sometimes into the same fret. But you got to just give it a try.
Yeah.
It'll work.
And I'm learning for the first time what a fret is. And it's part of the neck.
Don't fret. Just put your fingers on the fret.
Okay. Promise.
So the song we're going to try to play together is with your C chord. Can you go back to your C chord?
Yes.
The third finger.
Luke, help me.
So your third.
See, I have never, mm-hmm. I don't know where chords are.
You're doing great. It just, that's why people come to my class. So this will be the C chord with no other fingers, just one finger down on your C chord.
I have it down there on my
C chord. Do you see mine?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then the other fingers have to lift off of the neck. There you go. So that's your C. Just play that a few times. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And on life, we change to the G7. Life is but a dream. Let's do that one more time. You got it, I think.
You think?
Play your C chord.
You think?
And sing out. You have a beautiful voice, Diane. Here we go. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
I would rather sing it than play it in front of an audience. I can't wait to take my lessons in your class. I am serious.
You'll be surprised. And at the end of our first 8 weeks, we will be doing a little program, possibly at Peregrine or at the Heritage as a group, and playing for the people that are there in rehab or at the home. So give them a little treat and something to work forward to.
And you know what gives the audience the treat and something to look forward to? But I think more than anything, it gives the musicians sharing their gift with people who are really going to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what music's all about, you know. That's what KDNK, I mean, after all these years, what, 30-some-odd years? It's all about music. Yeah. All kinds of music, beginning, advanced, and this is what Senior Matters wants to present to you, especially with Stephanie, who has the patience and the knowledge and the skill, as she's shaking her head. Diane, come on, stop it. The ukulele, to me, seems like an instrument that is relatively easy to play, even though I'm struggling over it while I'm in front of the mic and with you. I can see that I can learn it.
You know? You'll catch on. I know you will.
Yeah. So the classes that you've got scheduled at the Senior Center, you have an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. How many students do you anticipate per class?
I can take a maximum of 12.
12 classes. I mean, 12 students. Wow. That's good. And we have enough chairs for everyone to sit down on. We have enough tables for everyone to put their music on. And if you, by the way, speaking of music, tables brings up banjos. What about the person who doesn't have a banjo?
A banjo or a ukulele?
A ukulele. You've got a banjo sitting over there in a corner.
I have a banjo ukulele. And it sounds so cute. It really, really does. So
why do you call it a banjo ukulele?
It's a banjo uke. That's just what it's called.
It is?
Uh-huh. It looks like a banjo. It looks like a miniature banjo. So
yeah.
The head on my banjo is about the same size as a regular banjo.
Okay, here she goes.
So it's
looking for the sound.
The one song that was perfect.
I must say her song, but can you play every song in that book?
Oh, sure. You will, and you will too.
Yeah, right. I'm confident.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
I can do that. I can do that. I have faith in myself. Stephanie, the whole idea of you sharing your gift with us, yes, it's a class that you're going to be teaching. Yes, it's going to cost us a few dollars to pay for your class. And I am so glad that you are coming down to Carbondale to teach it. Because what I see also is something that brings us together. And we harmonize together. It becomes social. It becomes fun. It becomes a part of us.
It really does. And there have been so many people that have contacted me in the last couple of years to learn how to play. And it's just a happy thing to do. I wanted to make sure that you know the place that you can buy your ukulele is the Glenwood Music Store, because they keep a lot in stock, especially knowing that I'm teaching. I have asked them to please keep a lot of ukuleles in stock. And so they just have a beautiful selection. So be sure to go there and ask them. And if you tell them that you're one of my students, they'll give you a little discount.
Yay. I remember going in there after I first met you. And I was looking at the ukuleles or ukuleles.
It doesn't matter either way.
And I was
Cookie ladies.
I was looking at little tiny ones that were colored and beautiful, and I was picking them up and strumming them. And the man said, "Those are for children." And I went, oops. All right. Contact number for your class, 970-230-2158. That's Senior Matters. And Stephanie, your number is
214-405-8040, and you can text me at that number.
Also, it's good. And here's what I can see happening in the next few weeks. Happy, joyful, getting, you know, collectively the group, playing our music, making our mistakes together, sharing the good and the bad, and getting out of the house. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. My guest has been Stephanie Askew. She is going to be teaching us ukulele at the Senior Center starting September 25th, 4:30 to 6. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm looking forward to talking to you again on Senior Matters. Life is good and filled with wonderful things.